Ready, 3, 2, 1.
When it's finished, DeGraff's emergency department will be twice its current size, with 17 treatment bays, a trauma room, dedicated bariatric room, and airborne isolation room. Dr. Jill Pawlowski, Director of Emergency Medicine at DeGraff, explains what else will be new.
Our new ED will also accommodate our geriatric population. We have non-glare lighting, slip-proof flooring. There's increased family space and larger signage with oversized lettering.
It's the first major renovation for the North Tonawanda Hospital since the 1970s, but there are plans for further enhancements under a program known as DeGraff 2020. Darcy Craven is the hospital's president and CEO.
As we continue to invest in DeGraff, we're going to invest in those outpatient services that are currently robust but growing. So infusion services, we started delivering chemotherapy infusions here just in the last month. So that's something that residents of the Tonawandas who have cancer and need chemotherapy no longer have to travel for those services. They can come here to DeGraff to get that done. We're going to focus on wound care, our robust geriatric outpatient services.
DeGraff became part of Kaleida Health's system in 1998. Kaleida President and CEO Jody Lomeo says it's time to move on from the hospital's past and look to the future, one many thought was in question.
We came together 4 years ago. I remember being in the cafeteria with the staff, and the first question was, is DeGraff going to close? And so we could put that to bed. So is DeGraff changing? The answer is yes. Is it changing for the better? I would say the answer is yes. Are we here to serve this community? The answer is yes.
Completion of DeGraff's emergency department expansion is scheduled for fall of next year. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.